What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I am not really feeling like recording during this quarantine. The household dynamics and just 24/7 and just the energy is way off. I don't even know exactly how to get it back, but I'm just sitting here like, man, this is different. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like I don't even know what to say in these type of times. You know what I mean? I talked about it on the last episode, but it's got me all discombobulated. You know what I mean? However you want to spell discombobulated, that is exactly how I feel. I'm changing some things up. I'm not going to do the social media stuff or whatever, but you can find me on Linktree/ What We Gonna Do Pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do Pod. Please check out the merch. Please check out the premium podcast playlist exclusively on podbean.com. Before I give y'all the quote, I just want to say, look, I got so much stuff written, but actually sitting down and recording it is a whole other thing. I got so many ideas, people I want to collaborate with. I got to get CJ on the podcast or whatever from the Awakened Soul. Shout out to bro. He always hustling, always working. I see he doing this photography and his videography and all kind of dope stuff. You know what I mean? So salute to him and the whole Breaks Media platform, entity, infrastructure. Shout out to all of them or whatever. But I got so many episodes written because I can never stop writing. But actually sitting down to record them is a whole other thing. And I really don't like recording in the same day. I know some people do it, like they stack their episodes. I can't do it. I feel like y'all can hear it. You know what I mean? I don't even know if y'all think about that or if y'all even check for that. But I feel so weird recording multiple episodes in one day. But I have different things that I want to break out. But just getting the energy and that feeling and that momentum to do it right now with this quarantine, it just hasn't been there. Now it's time for the quote. You know what I mean? I want to get that out of the way, but now it's time for the quote. You have to grow the same way that you're seeing your own kids grow. I'm gonna say that again. You have to grow the same way that you're seeing your own kids grow. Emmanuel Petit. I thought that was like a little interesting thing. Clearly you saw the title. You gotta be kidding. The part that y'all don't see is they're the new us. You know what I mean? Literally, the kids are the new us. I sit and I watch my daughter and I'm fascinated. This is definitely for the parents. If you have children out there, especially young children, even if you have children that are now teenagers, so on and so forth, I think this is something that you probably can relate to. Or if you haven't thought about it, or maybe you thought about it some years ago, but I had an epiphany the other day, like these kids are us. The things that they're doing now, that they're seeing, that they're experiencing, even with this damn quarantine, they're going to be talking about 20, 30, however many years from now, they're going to be reflecting back, talking about these different times. And I thought that that was so interesting. Even though I'm getting older and I think about it all the time, you know what I mean? Because I'm an old soul, but I know 30 is not old, but it definitely ain't the new 20. You know what I mean? I think that's what Jay-Z said a while back. 30 ain't the new 20. 30 is just fucking 30. You know what I mean? You just go up. But I often don't feel my age. Like, I act my age or I act older, but I don't always fit it. Like, it's kind of like I still believe I can do things I did when I was in high school, or when I was a kid, or when I was, and then when I try to do some of that shit and I realize I can't anymore, I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got it no more. I got a little bit of it. I can still hide. I can still crack certain jokes. I can still make funny faces, funny voices. A lot of stuff that I do at home with my family or just with my kids or something like that, I can still do those things, but it's not exactly the same as when I was a kid and I'm messing with my younger sisters, or I'm talking to my mom, or I'm talking to my dad or my grandmother, and just all these different family members that I've encountered throughout my life. Some of them who are no longer here, that have gotten older, and you know what I mean? But just seeing that evolution in myself and just, you know, as you get older, you have those memories. You got stuff you remember from middle school. Like, I remember from middle school, I had this damn, what was it? It was like a, It was a cool-ass shirt. It was like a, and I know the name. I know the name, and I can't even think of it right now. Damn it, man. But I had this certain type of long-sleeve shirt in the winter in elementary, and so I wore it to school. Like, me, my uncle, and somebody else, we all got these same shirts or whatever. I went to school fucking around, playing on the playground, and I tore my shit. I knew my mama was going to whoop my ass. I was mad because it was a cool, like, it was cool. We all bought them. It was cool. I tore that shit. I don't even remember what happened after that, but I always remember that. And that's just one example. I'm sure everybody, y'all have these memories of different points in your life that you'll never forget. There may have been something that you did with your mother. Like, I remember my mom and me going to freaking Payless and getting shoes. I used to hate that shit. My mama literally got me shoes from Payless. She got me clothes from fucking Dollar General, Family Dollar, because it was right up the street. So I remember going in there and getting this shit. Now, at the time, I didn't exactly know what it was. I wore certain clothes, like, that wasn't name brand, that wasn't Starter. I didn't even like Starter. Like, I wasn't that kid that really cared about these different things. I just liked stuff that I liked. And so for a long time, I didn't realize how poor we were. Like, how broke we were. I thought it was just normal or whatever. Like, I just figured my shit was different from their shit. But I like my shit. They like their shit. But their shit might have been name brand. My shit was definitely not name brand. I don't really think I got really into name brand shit until I got to, like, fucking high school. Before then, it was just, like, Dickies. It was gangbanging. You know what I mean? Dickies was, like, the coolest fucking thing. So we had a Dickies store downtown. What was it called? It started with an S or some shit like that. It's still around, actually. But I think it was, like, Sterling. I think it was something like that. And we would go and we would get our Dickies and stuff, our red ones, our blue ones, the sky blue, the navy blue, the black ones, the white ones, the whatever color it was. And we would get our Dickies shirts and, you know what I mean? And whatever shoes we got. Shit, sometime, one time, me and my uncle, we both got some damn Dickies shoes. Like, we was Dickies fitted down. My grandma bought me a shirt that had my name on it. It was a Dickies shirt. That was, like, one of my favorite shirts back in the day or whatever. But we all have these memories, good and bad, because I can definitely say there are some bad memories within the good ones. You know, I don't even think, you know, look, I share a lot on this podcast, but I don't even think I'm going to share too many of the bad ones. But I definitely remember just seeing different things, you know, as I grew up. And like I say, to me, that shit was just so normal. Even though I was so young, it was just like a regular day or whatever. Just seeing different things happen, arguments, fights, and just different family members and stuff like that. But it molded me. You know what I mean? Like, I've talked about it on other episodes that it taught me what not to do, what to do, what I like, what I didn't like. And I was looking at my daughter the other day and I was just like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, and right now she really imitates us. Like, she is the big sister when it comes to my son. She is just doing everything we're doing. The kisses, the this. She's still her. But I can tell she's getting older. She's changing. She's getting smarter. She's so freaking smart. It doesn't even make sense. And I sat there and I said, man, she's going to remember these things. Like, right now, you know, you're going to lose some of the memories. You may not remember everything to a T, but you're going to remember different conversations you heard, whether it was a argument, whether it was a trip to somewhere, whether it was something that somebody bought you, some headphones, a video game, a coloring book. My mother just got her, like, this little blanket and a bunch of little stuff that she likes because she likes superheroes and she likes Batgirl. And so she got a bunch of little stuff like that. And just even doing this distance learning and the stuff she's doing on the computer. And today I got her this little typing tutor thing, and we've been buying all of these board games to play. But I'm really just sitting here thinking, like, taking it in, like, man, she's going to have her own memories. Like, she's going to be her own person, and she's going to look back and she's going to be like, oh, my dad was doing this. My mom was doing this. My dad, he worked from home. My mom, she used to have to go out. My little brother, like, she's going to remember certain things just like we do. You know what I mean? We remember Like, my sister, I remember when she took her first steps, it was me. You know, the first name she said, it was me. I taught her so much coming up, and I'll never forget those times, even just playing with her and this being my little friend. I remember being mean to my young uncle. Like, I remember so many different things. And as we watch our kids grow, they're amassing the same amount of information as we did. And it's tripped out because I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, what is she going to say? What story is she going to tell? Because, you know, we all got them stories about, oh, man, my daddy was a trip, man. My daddy used to drink. My daddy used to do this, man. My step-pop, he was a gangbang. He was doing this, that, and the third. Excuse me. So those are figurative. My step-pop really was doing stuff. My father was definitely not drinking, or at least he wasn't drinking around me or whatever. I always remember my dad did not cuss. My mama was a cuss word expert. My father did not cuss. I heard him cuss one time, and it made me cry because I just wasn't used to him cussing. Like, he was not that guy. The roles were reversed in a sense, even though I was raised by my mom. My dad was somewhere else, but my dad was really like the nurturer, the love. I love you, keeping me and my sister on the phone and having three-way calls and stuff like that. My sister over at her mom's, I'm at my mom's, he's where he is, and we would do these calls every day almost, or once a week, or however frequently it was, where we would get on these calls. For years we had these calls, and we always ended the call saying, I love you. My mom was different. I think my mom was tough. She did everything. She cut the yard. She took the trash out. She did the cleaning. She did the cooking. She didn't necessarily do all that lovey-dovey stuff. Like, once I turned a certain age, she stopped with all that lovey-dovey stuff. You know what I mean? She gave me the whoopings. I didn't get no whoopings by my dad. I didn't get reprimanded by my dad. My mama was a disciplinarian. You know what I mean? Like, she was a strong woman. My grandmother, her mom, was a strong woman. And so the dynamic was definitely different. But these are memories that I have. And I see my daughter now, how she interacts with both of her grandmothers. And you know what I mean? And, you know, my mom, and obviously my wife's mom, and her aunts and her cousins. And I'm just like, wow, like, she's going to remember going to such and such house and doing this. And she's going to remember going to somebody else's house and doing something else. And just how many times that me and her went to the park. And obviously, I take videos, you know what I mean? I take pictures, and I keep them in my phone. I store them. I don't take as many as my wife does, but I try to take a good amount. And I always have a few pictures of me in there, but it's mostly like certain things, the daddy-daughter dances. And y'all have seen some of this stuff on social media, but I just didn't think about it the other day. Like, man, they really us. Like, you know, I always would think about, man, I remember this. Me and my cousins, man, we would be at the park and we would do this. And, man, this is how we used to do it. And, man, this was my favorite cousin. And this was my favorite. Like, you got those type of memories about your family and just growing up, and people you've now gotten distant from. There are friends that you met in elementary that are no longer friends now. There are friends that you met in college that are still friends to this very day. There are people that you work with that are like family. There are marriages that happen between different people that you know. There are divorces. There are so many different things. Your friends starting to have kids. And this is just us growing up and maturing, but knowing your child is going through that same thing. I got a favorite teacher from freaking elementary school, Miss Tatum. Like, I love Miss Tatum or whatever. Miss Huffman was dope too. She's going to have that same thing where she's like, oh, I remember this teacher. And she's going to see that teacher, hopefully, years down the line, and she gonna be like, dang, you know what I mean? Like, oh, look at her now, like, cool. Like, I really sat even before this, and I was talking to my wife, and I'm like, damn, my daughter's teachers are my age. Like, really, like, it's like, damn, they the teachers, though. Like, growing, you know, they the teachers, this is the teacher or whatever. But now you're talking to the teacher for your own child, and they're your age or a few years older. That's kind of fucking tripped out when you're so used to the teacher-student relationship, and we look up to teachers. Teachers are older than us. And now we're getting to the ages to where it's like, damn, the teachers are our peers. They're our friends. They're this, like, they not way older than us or whatever, especially when you're talking about elementary school and stuff like that. And even for those of you who have middle school kids and high school kids, and you look at their teachers and you're like, damn, we're the same age. You know what I mean? They probably got kids in school and stuff like that. But it's tripped out how you looked at teachers when you were in school versus how you may be starting to look at teachers now in a different light. and you're talking to them as an adult, as a parent, and it's like, damn, like, I'm really in this position. It's a powerful position. It's a hell of a position. It is honored. It is glorified. You know, like, it's beautiful, but it's also surreal. Like, I often think about the fact that I'm really somebody's father. Now I'm really the father of two. I'm really a husband or whatever. I'm really an adult. I'm really an executive. Like, I'm really all of these different things, and it's tripped out. You know what I mean? And you know, I just have to kind of take it in and let it sit in. You know what I mean? Because I'm thankful to have made it to this point. I'm thankful to be involved in seeing the development of my children and just being around them for all of these different moments. And I feel for the parents who are not around their kids as much as I've been. I mean, I've literally, you know, like, everything. I remember we didn't do the whole thing, and I've mentioned this before, where the grandmother comes out and watches them those first couple of weeks and stuff like that. I've been a father since day one to both of my children. There's not been a handoff or somebody came in or somebody did this. I think maybe one summer in my daughter's life where she stayed with her grandmother or something like that, but it hasn't happened any other time. So when you talk about all of the daycare runs, picking up, dropping off, emergencies, if she's sick, if she's spitting up, you know, wife can't pick her up, I have to pick her up, I can't pick her up, wife has to pick her up, taking her to school, getting her signed up for school, and just the different things that she's doing now, even if she's getting into some type of program, taking her to different events. I've been there every step of the way, and same thing with my son. You know, the different shots and just all of these different things are part of just being a parent. Some individuals are more active than others, and then some individuals are unable to be as active as I am. You know what I mean? Like, I'm there sleeping, waking, listening to see if they're breathing, listening to see if they're doing this, hearing them cry, getting up, getting that bottle, changing that diaper, all of the different motions that you go through as a parent. I've been there. You know what I mean? Like, I've been there trying to figure out when you get to that part of the transition where, oh, are they allowed to stay over with the in-laws? Like, you don't even want to let them spend the night. You don't even want to let go of them. But they got to get older. You know, you get more comfortable. You get more used to it. You like, oh, yeah, she can stay at grandmother's now. She can stay at auntie's now. She can do this now. But I've never been one of those people, just from stuff I've seen, to where I wanted to push them off. I know kids who literally grew up with their parents and spent more time with other people, their aunts or whoever, than they did with their own parents when they were out of school. Their parents were either working or partying or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's a real thing. And so they grew up in somebody else's household. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's not. If you grow up in a praying household like my grandmother's, you're going to get a lot of that. You're going to go to church. You're going to do this. If you grow up in somebody else's house, you're going to be kicking it. You're going to hear a lot of cussing. You're going to be watching shit on TV that you shouldn't be watching at a certain age. Like, that is the reality of growing up. And so the kids that we have today, what are they going to be? I just like to sit and imagine and just, man, what is she going to remember? Like, what are the different things? Like, it's one thing that we did when she was a baby that she remembers till this day. Stinky toes. She remembers stinky toes. I don't know how. She doesn't remember some of the other things that we did since she was a baby, but this one thing she has not forgotten. We don't do it as much anymore because she's a lot bigger now. We have, you know, she understands, you know what I mean, that, you know, as a kid grew up, you don't do all the same stuff with them. They get older, you know what I mean, and they get stinkier. You know what I mean? And you got to do stuff differently, just with the changing clothes and baths and just all of the wiping their butt and tying their shoes and just all the different stuff that you go through as a parent, it changes, you know what I mean? But that one thing, this little girl still remembers doing stinky toes. And I look at her and I see her laughing at the house. I see her watching some video and she's just so tickled. The Croods, there was something about the Croods movie that she would just laugh. And I just remember the times where I was like, wow, like, seeing her genuinely laugh at something outside of her daddy making a funny face or doing something, her mom doing something, was so interesting to me. And even now when I see her do different things and I see the wheels turning and I'm just sitting there watching her, it's just like, wow, like, look at this little girl. Look at what she's becoming. You know what I mean? And she's so sweet. You know what I mean? She's beautiful. And then looking at my son and just he's figuring out the world and his eyes are moving and he looking this way, he looking this way, he doing the little smiles and he's a little over a month now. And so it's so interesting just trying to figure out what pictures are they going to remember. Like, oh, do you remember taking this picture? Do you remember making this video where you was walking around in your drawers and I'm talking about me? I got these pictures or videos or what, I think pictures and videos that my grandmother has when I was in my drawers. And I was like, I had a t-shirt on, but I'm like, why the hell am I in my drawers? And so we all probably got those different family things where you look at pictures and you kind of don't remember, but you kind of do remember and you kind of embarrassed. Like, we got that embarrassing stuff that we don't share with nobody. It may be some type of funny thing. It may be some type of, my grandma has a video of me talking about Christmas and Santa Claus and she thinks it's so interesting and I'm so over it. Like, I don't like to talk about it. I don't like to bring it up, but I do let her tell those stories to my kids. I got tired of those stories. You know what I mean? I'm grown now, grandma. I'm married. I went to college. I did, you know what I mean? But I also realize, like, the older that they're getting, they enjoy that stuff. You have to let your parents and your grandparents have those different moments, have their memories and recollect. Even if it's embarrassing, even if you don't want to talk about it, let them have their time because they enjoy that. It puts a smile on their face. It warms their heart because it's something sweet and it's something endearing from them about you. You know what I mean? It's love. Like, it's not some, unless your family a certain type of way, it's not some type of thing where they're trying to be malicious. They love you. You know what I mean? And they remember this about you and how you were as a kid. And now they have the opportunity while they're living to tell your child. Don't disrupt that because of your personal things. Because even me, I get jealous. You know, my mom, I've said it before, my mom, I'm like, dang, mama, you buying my daughter more stuff than you bought me. You know what I mean? Where my gifts at? I still want my gifts, but it's all good. You know, they going to my daughter now or whatever. But you have those different things to where it's like, okay, mama. But the older I'm getting, I'm starting to say, okay, mama. You know, like, I'm letting her kind of get it off because we don't know how much time we have. We don't know how many moments we have. And we really have to stop spoiling it for that next generation. You know what I mean? And they need these stories. That's our history. That's our legacy. You know what I mean? Is that these things happen. These things, your dad was doing this when he was a kid. He did eat a little bit of grass or whatever. He did roll around in the dirt. He did do the hide and go get it game. You can't really tell him that or whatever. So it's some stuff you can't tell him. But it's a lot of stuff that you can tell him and stuff that they may hear from their uncles and aunts and different stories or whatever. You know, you cannot hide them from the world for too long. You have to let them learn. You have to let them grow. You have to let them see things and hopefully see you as you are. I go through my picture books with my kids and my daughter, obviously, but I go through my picture books and I show her. And I know picture book is like an old way of saying, you know, the little photo albums and stuff like that. But I go through and I talk about them. I have videos that I need to go through and show her. And obviously we have time or whatever, but so she can see her grandmother, you know. Sorry, I almost got, so she can see her grandmother, so she can see her grandfather and just hear him cheering me on at a football game or something like that because they're no longer here, you know what I mean, while she's here. But I have those things of them, you know what I mean, to take with me and show my kids for however long. And they're going to have their own videos. They're going to have their own things that they're going to show their kids. And it's going to be so interesting. I know that's a far away thing from now, but I do want to be like a grandparent. You know what I mean? Like, when you become a parent, you want to live long enough to see your grandchildren and potentially your great grandchildren. And it's like a hope and a dream for a parent to live long enough to see the fruits of your labor, to see the fruits of your own children and all the good that they remember and all the bad, all, I remember you did this, daddy, and I didn't like that, and you hurt my feelings. I mean, you're going to have those things too, but when you get older, you're going to be able to express them, hopefully, with those individuals. I've been able to have conversations with my uncle that I couldn't have years ago because I was too young. You know, I wasn't ready, you know, and now that I'm more mature, I'm like, hey, let's do it. Let's get this out, and hopefully one day I want to do that same thing and extend that to my own children and say, look, let's talk about it. You may have saw some things between me and your mom. You may have saw some things that I did. You may have saw some habits and you know what I mean? you see these things, and I know it probably impacted you and it affected you, and I want you to know that no matter what, I love you anyway. You know what I mean? I wasn't always perfect. I didn't show you, you know, I wasn't always the best example, but I tried. And we, you know, there are so many things that I did over here, even though I may have had these things over here or whatever. And it's like, I remember when you skinned your knee. I remember when you fell. I remember when they laughed at you and I told you to get up, and you got up and you dusted yourself off and they stopped laughing. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have those things, and I love it. You know what I mean? As a parent, you know, it's a hell of a thing. I've talked for a good bit now, and, you know, I probably got some more stuff to say, but I think this is a good stopping point. You know what I mean? Cherish your kids, watch them, show them, teach them, but be mindful that the things that you do now are going to set the tone and pace for generations. There are going to be stories that are told even after you're gone. I have stories from my grandmother about my grandfather and, you know, different things that I wasn't even alive to see, but it's like, oh, your grandfather was like this. Oh, you didn't know that? So right now you're in that moment. You're that parent. One day you may be a grandparent. One day you may be a great grandparent. One day you're no longer going to be here, but there are going to be stories told about you. And what would you like those stories to be? What would you like your children to remember from their childhood and their upbringing and just living conditions? My daughter has not seen the same things that I've seen growing up. And just like, it's so interesting because I'm like, man, I wish I could have had the life that she has. I've said it before and I'll say it again, but I'm like, she don't even understand right now how privileged she is. From where I came from what I saw my first 6 years of life, like, this little girl has really seen a lot, and my son is going to see a lot. And just to have your own room, to have your own bed, to have your own TV, your own tablet, your own this, your own that, man, that is a luxury that not everybody has. I know it might seem commonplace, but even now, that ain't everybody's house. I remember being a kid having to use the computer in the damn middle of the house and trying to keep it quiet when I was doing different things on the computer or whatever, or downloading some Dragon Ball Z pictures or printing some and using up all the damn ink or using up all the internet. And it was, you know, dialing up. Like, I remember all of that stuff. And I remember my mom getting on the computer, and I remember helping her learn how to type with the Mavis Beacon typing tutor. I was helping her figure out how to use Mavis Beacon and all of that type of stuff. Like I said, I could keep going on and on, man, you know, because it puts such a smile on my face just thinking about what will be in the future and when all of this is no longer what it is, and just, you know, when we're in a bigger house and I got billions of dollars and I got all this, and what are my kids going to remember about me? What are they going to know? I'm done. I didn't talk long enough. This is AJ. This is the What We Gonna Do podcast. I appreciate y'all joining me. Whenever the hell y'all join me, wherever the hell you from, thank you for taking the time out to listen to the show. I hope you have some type of takeaway. You know what I mean? I hope you listen, you learn, you apply certain things to your life, and you take that time to reflect, especially now with all the things that are going on and the U.S. starting to look like a third world country. Everybody wearing masks. It's crazy out there. Take some time to appreciate the little things, and specifically the little people that are in your life. All right, y'all. I'm gone. Peace.